Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam the names of all things. And that particular topic of what Adam alayhi salam was taught is quite fascinating actually. The scholars say Adam alayhi salam was taught al-musammayat. And al-musammayat, what that means are things that were concepts and they were merely conceptual. Adam alayhi salam was able to take those things and was able to give them, you know, an operational measurement. He was able to actually define them. He was able to actually identify the details within them. So all of these things and people are presented to him, alayhi salam, and Adam alayhi salam knows how to define them. Now, what this is referring to, you know, it's really referring to is a precise eye. You know, my dad is a chemist and he's a distinguished professor in chemistry. And so when he looks at something and he sees, you know, and he sees the name of it, he's able to go through all of the properties of it because he's a chemist. So he naturally sees more within the chemicals, right? Within the ingredients, right? If you're an engineer, then you see more in construction. You don't just see the highway, you see more within that construction. If you're a farmer, then, you know, you don't just see a particular fruit at one stage, but you're able to see all of the, you know, all of the different stages of it, and you'll even give it more names. I always test my Hajj group when we go to date farms, and I say, you know, what type of date is that? What type of date is that? And you know, you've got people there that might even be illiterate, but they can give you 20 different names for dates at their different stages. So Adam alayhi salam is given all of that. All right, he's able to look at things and he's able to identify things and he's able to give the measurement. And essentially, Allah gave Adam alayhi salam an incredible amount of knowledge. And if you look at it just scientifically, right, different parts of the mind excel in different people. And, you know, different parts of the mind usually would work towards certain types of sciences and so on and so forth. Adam alayhi salam is being given this knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he taught Adam alayhi salam these names, ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ, he presented them, he showed these same things to the angels. فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, inform me of the names of these, if you are indeed truthful. Now, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about here, if you are indeed truthful? When the angels objected, in the beginning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, that I'm going to place a successor on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to their objection and he's saying, if you are truthful in that, I don't create anyone more knowledgeable or capable than you that can be a khalifa on earth. Okay, so if you are truthful in that claim or in that objection, then you go ahead and name these things that Adam alayhi salam was able to name. Now the angels didn't argue. They did not fight. And again, the nature of their objection in the first place was not one of questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it was trying to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placing human beings on this earth after what had happened with the jinn. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that to them, they said, Subhanaka, la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana, innaka antal 'alimul hakim. They said, exalted are you. You know, they glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How perfect are you? We have no knowledge except what you have taught us, and indeed it is you who is the knowing and the wise. قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned to Adam alayhi salam. He said, teach them those names. So Adam alayhi salam started to go through all of the names of these things that the angels were not able to identify. And he started to present to them, you know, according to some of the Sahaba, the names of the human beings as well. All of these human beings, Adam alayhi salam was able to present their names. And according to some of the Sahaba, Adam alayhi salam was even able to start presenting to the angels their names. So he turns to them and he starts to say to them what their names are. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, did I not tell you that I know the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth, and that I know what you reveal and what you have concealed? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the angels once again, look, there is a purpose here. However, what the ulama say here, which is very powerful, is that this particular last line of the ayah, I know what you reveal and what you conceal, that this was a message not just to the angels, but also to the shaitan who concealed his hatred and his jealousy and his pride, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knew what was inside. And Allah knew the innocence of the angels as well as the nature of shaitan, right? The evil nature of the devil and what he planned to do with Adam alayhi salam. Now, the greatest message that we can take from all of this, obviously, is that فَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, above everyone who has knowledge is one who possesses more knowledge, right? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more knowledge than the angels, and Allah has chosen to conceal some of that knowledge even from the angels. But here, in this particular context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred Adam alayhi salam with his knowledge to the ibadah, to the worship of the angels. And this teaches us a very important lesson in our religion, that knowledge is superior to worship. So in this particular context, Adam alayhi salam was made superior to the angels, and the children of Adam alayhi salam were made superior to the angels only in that particular issue, in that particular area. And of course, as we said before, you know, when human beings choose to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and choose to to do away with those desires that take them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then their rank also supersedes the angels. And Allah was teaching the angels a lesson, as well as Adam alayhi salam, because Adam is listening to the angels responding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana, that there is no knowledge except what you've taught us. So Adam understands that just like the angels were taught particular parts of knowledge, Adam alayhi salam was taught particular portions of knowledge. And Adam alayhi salam also is seeing the humility in the response of the angels, which is why the scholars say, La adri, or La a'lam, to say, I don't know when you really don't know, is half of ilm, is half of knowledge. To be able to recognize that I don't know is half of knowledge. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to recognize that which we need to recognize, to grant us the blessing of knowledge that is beneficial, to allow us to worship Him in a way that's pleasing to Him, and to allow us to do away with those desires that would make us animalistic, or even worse, that would make us satanic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.